This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dela Prasai with the news headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli expresses his determination to not allow anyone to encroach upon Nepal's territory. Prime Minister Oli says the incumbent government is capable to protect country's border. Candidates of upcoming by-election intensify their publicity campaign with the allocation of election symbols, and former wartime defense chief Gotabaya Rajapaksa wins Sri Lanka's presidential election. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has expressed his determination to not allow anyone to encroach upon Nepal's territory. Speaking at a gathering organized by National Youth Council Nepal yesterday, Prime Minister Oli said that the government was capable to protect border of the country. He said that all political parties were united over the issue to take back the encroached land and to protect the country's borders. The Prime Minister also expressed gratitude to the people for providing strong support to the government regarding taking back the land encroached by India. Recalling that the Indian government was suggested to correct the map, Prime Minister Oli said that it was important to take back the land rather than correcting the map. Prime Minister Oli further added that the government had set a new foundation of development. The Election Commission has allotted election symbols to the candidates of local level for November 30 by-elections. Assistant spokesperson of the Election Commission, Surya Prasad Gautam, said that the election symbols were allotted to candidates yesterday in a peaceful environment. With the allocation of election symbols, the candidates have intensified their publicity. A total of 273 candidates for 48 posts in local level are contesting in the by-election. The candidates of local levels have got 10 days for their election publicity. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has urged all to follow the Election Code of Conduct in view of by-election. The by-election for various vacant post in the federal, provincial and local level is slated for November 30. The Election Commission has further urged the concerned sites not to conduct different programs and plans to influence the election. The Secretariat meeting of the Nepal Communist Party concluded yesterday with the formation of the Prabhas Coordination Committee. The Secretariat meeting held at Prime Minister's official residence in Balwa Tower yesterday evening decided to form the committee. Communist Party spokesperson Narayan Kaji Shrestha said leader Binda Pandey was assigned as the in-charge while Lakshman Panta was deputy in-charge to the committee. Similarly, Yuvraj Cholagai has been nominated as the chair while Sri Prasad Shaha as the secretary to the committee. Nepal Communist Party chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has reiterated that then CPN-UML and CPN-Maoist were united to strengthen national unity and political stability. While addressing a National Assembly of National Youth Association yesterday, Chairman Dahal urged the youth leaders to reach such messages to the people. He urged youth leaders and cadres to be strongly committed to prepare the foundation for socialism. He also stressed on strengthening party organization with national and international experiences. Chairman Dahal stressed on utilizing the natural resources and developing human resources for the speedy development of the country. On another note, he said that the by-election was a real test for the party, therefore party cadres and well-wishers should cast votes to make Communist Party cadres victorious. Senior leader of Nepal Communist Party, Madhav Kumar Nepal, has insisted on resolving the border issue with India through discussion based on the past documents and evidences. At a discussion program in Kathmandu yesterday, the former Prime Minister claimed that all lands from Limpiadhara to east of Mahakali are Nepali territories and discussion should be taken ahead on the same basis. Spokesperson of the ruling Nepal Communist Party, Narayan Kajasrestha, has said that only Communist Party could lead the nation towards prosperity. In a door-to-door campaign organized in course of the by-election at Bhaktapur Constituency 1A yesterday, leader Shrestha urged the voters to make Communist Party candidate D.P. Thakal victorious to develop the district. The Department of Money Laundering Investigation has raided three medical colleges on charges of money laundering and fraudulence. Our local correspondent says the department raided Noble Medical College's Biratnagar, National Medical College Birganj and Chitwan Medical College. With the slogan of Fair Tax Administration, Development and Good Governance, 8th Tax Day was marked yesterday. Addressing a program organized by Internal Revenue Department in Kathmandu yesterday, Finance Minister Dr. Yuvraj Khatiwada said the government was moving ahead with an objective of bolstering national economy. Finance Minister Dr. Yuvraj Khatiwada assured of a transparent tax system without disturbing the business atmosphere. He said the management of all laws in regard with the implementation of fiscal federalism and tax should be carried out within the current fiscal year. Minister Khatiwada added that the government had been attentive to the promotion of tax system based on internal production. Minister for Tourism and Civil Aviation Yogesh Bhattarai has informed that construction process of Nizhgarh International Airport has begun in course of field visit in regard with the construction of the international airport in Bara. Yesterday, he said concrete decision to relocate the residents of Tangiya and distribution of compensation had already been made. The meeting of the committee formed to recommend the names of the office bearers of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission and Commission for the Investigation on Enforced Disappeared Persons, CIEDP, has decided to make public the recommended names today. Committee's member Sharmila Karki said the meeting would make public the names of persons recommended to be the office bearers rather of the TRC and CIEDP today. They will be given a period of 5 days in case anyone files complaint against them, which she said would help make final recommendation. You are listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे उ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् भाउजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415# डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back, and again we continue with the rest of the updates. The inauguration of the Upper Trishuli 3A hydropower project has been scheduled for today. The project developed by Nepal Electricity Authority, NEA, took a decade to get completed. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli and Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Barsaman Poon will jointly inaugurate it. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. We continue with international updates now. Sri Lanka's former wartime defense chief Gotabaya Rajapaksa has won a presidential election that has split the country along ethnic lines. Official results showed Rajapaksa 70 took 52.25% of the vote. His rival Sajith Premadasa had already conceded. Rajapaksa was the clear victor in Sinhalese majority areas while Premadasa scored better in the Tamil-dominated north. The election is Sri Lanka's first since the deadly Easter Sunday attacks. Militants linked to the Islamic State group targeted churches and high-end hotels across the island in April, killing more than 250 people. As a result, national security was seen as a dominant issue ahead of the vote. Rajapaksa, who has positioned himself as a strong figure who can assure Sri Lankan security, is a highly controversial figure among the country's more than 2 million Tamils. Democratic presidential candidates have given their reaction to a warning by former President Barack Obama against moving too far left in politics. Obama's rare intervention into the Democratic race was a talking point at campaign events on Saturday. Some Democrats called for unity while others defended their policy agenda. Nearly 20 candidates remain in the running and there is much debate over the best approach to taking on President Trump next year. Speaking at a fundraising forum in Washington, the former president considered a moderate, cautioned candidates against pursuing policies that were not rooted in reality. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 24.5 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 12.9 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli expresses his determination to not allow anyone to encroach upon Nepal's territory. Prime Minister Oli says the incumbent government is capable to protect the country's border. Candidates of upcoming by-election intensify their publicity campaign with the allocation of election symbols, and former wartime defense chief Gotabaya Rajapaksa wins Sri Lanka's presidential election. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.